Community colleges funnel a lot of students into four-year institutions, so-called articulation agreements, like the ones John A. Logan Community College has with Southern Illinois University, let students feel secure that their credits will transfer and count towards a degree. Other students, though, see Illinois' community colleges as a place to specialize in a field and get a kickstart on joining the workforce. Maura Farrell is a nursing student at John A. Logan.
Thinking now as an adult, this saves a lot of money, and it's better to be closer to family and have their support while you're going through it.
Farrell is a native of Herron. She started at a four-year school in Kentucky as a pre-med major, but came back to Carterville and community college.
Coming to John A. is just a great affordable option where you might not have to take out a loan as you would at a four-year university and have that looming over your head. As you go on and work, you're kind of just paying off what you already have. So I think that Illinois is actually more affordable.
Programs like nursing, welding, and others see consistent enrollment numbers and in many cases continue to grow even in difficult financial times. Marilyn Fallister is the director of Logan's nursing program. She says students have varied reasons for choosing the profession.
Some students need to become employable right away for whatever reason. They've incurred expense unexpectedly in high school. And sometimes things happen at home that require that they become independent more quickly.
Logan's program allows students to attend full-time, part-time, or a hybrid online program. Fallister says that lets them work and take care of family or other obligations. Daniel O'Donnell calls his educational path convoluted. The Carterville native took time off after high school and went to work. He got his associate's degree from John A. Logan College and then tried a four-year university, but he says the cost made it impossible for him to finish there.
I transferred my associate's degree from here to a four-year university, and I thought everything was going to be just, you know, hunky-dory, and it turned out that you can't really sustain $6,000 to $8,000, you know, at that clip for just a few classes.
O'Donnell says he hears from friends and others that he's not alone in his financial struggle.
Finances are limited. We're struggling to get by, and we're just trying to better ourselves. And it becomes a very difficult task whenever you're looking at some of the tuition rates at these four-year universities.
Many community colleges in Illinois hear students express that pain as well. One way they're addressing it is to create dual credit opportunities for high school students to earn community college credit a little early, further reducing those community college costs. Another tactic community colleges across the state are taking is to form agreements with businesses for workforce development initiatives. Those track high school students into certain tracks of study at community colleges and then out into targeted jobs. Nursing professor Heather Hampson says she loves watching her students grow into healthcare professionals. She says the career allows people from all walks of life to help others.
The thing about nursing is that it's a really beautiful blend of science and art, and so it speaks to almost everybody.
O'Donnell says that's what made him come back, along with those financial benefits.
I haven't taken out a loan for nursing school. I've been able to pay it out of pocket.
Even with the low price points compared to out-of-state institutions, workforce development partnerships with businesses, and links down to high schools and over to four-year institutions, it's not easy for community colleges. The Illinois Community College Board reports system-wide enrollment has dropped 21% in the last decade. I'm Jennifer Fuller.